This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Okay, culture shock. For the past few weeks, we've been thinking about it and talking about it. It's something that affects all of us expats to one degree or another, and we're going to think some more about it today. But first, let me ask you a question. Is culture shock a disease? Well, maybe sometimes it feels like it. And when you think about some of your physical and emotional feelings that seem to have resulted from the effects of culture shock and culture stress, maybe you kind of wonder. Well, apparently, according to one source I came across many, many years ago, some medical journals described culture shock as a debilitating and potentially terminal disease caught by people who suddenly found themselves in another totally different culture. Now, doesn't that make you feel better? Well, I don't know about that quote. I'm not really sure if that was a true or accurate quote or not, but it does give a moment of thought, doesn't it? Actually, you should feel encouraged. You can live with culture shock, and you can live through culture shock and culture stress. Thousands, probably millions of expats have done it before you. Even I have survived it, so cheer up. So let's see what else we can learn about this affliction that is known as culture shock and culture stress and culture fatigue. First, let's quickly review our terms here. What is the difference between them? Culture shock, culture stress, culture fatigue. Well, if you were to think of the three terms as though they were sitting on a chronological timeline, they make sense quickly. First comes the shock, then the stress, and after a while, the fatigue. Culture shock is what hits you when you first realize that just about everything in this new place is different. So different that some of the things that happen can be quite annoying. That's culture shock, especially the differences that hit you when you first arrived in this place. But culture shock doesn't only hit the newcomers. So don't smile smugly to yourself as you welcome a new arrival to join your team. And you watch and hear their reaction to some of the unique things in this culture. Well, just look at yourself. Culture shock can also happen to you again, anytime, even after you've been here for months or years. You may think you're pretty familiar with the country and the culture when suddenly a new situation arises unexpectedly and a way of handling the situation or performing a task that is totally different from anything that you're used to is suddenly in front of you. You can think of the right way of doing it, which would be your cultural way, but that's not the way it's done here. And for a moment, you experience another brief, well, hopefully it's brief, or it might be an extended sensation of culture shock, and it can happen to any of us. Okay, that's the shock part. It isn't necessarily something that only happens sometime in the first few days or weeks of your encounter with a new culture. It can happen anytime. It very likely can hit you more than once from different directions. Culture stress, on the other hand, is the continuing effect that these culture differences and your attempts to adapt and work with them and around them have on you and your emotions. And you know what stress is, don't you? One definition describes stress as a mentally or emotionally disruptive or upsetting condition occurring in response to adverse external influences and capable of affecting physical health, usually characterized by increased heart rate, a rise in blood pressure, muscular tension, irritability, and depression. Physical or mental pressure, tension, or strain. I won't take the time to review the rest of the definitions that we've had. I think you know what stress is. Culture fatigue is our third step, and we talked about this last time. Culture fatigue is the exhaustion you feel from everything always being different, the tiredness that dumps on you from constantly trying to adjust and adapt to ways that are so different from your own, from constantly having to be sensitive to the local customs. Okay, fatigue is a feeling of weariness, tiredness, lack of energy. It's not just wanting to take a nap. That might help. But that's not what fatigue is. Fatigue includes lack of energy and motivation. You know the feeling? The constant attempts to work alongside this local culture has made you tired. Day after day, the same stress, and you're exhausted. You not only have experienced culture shock, and you not only have culture stress, but that stress has given you a case of cultural fatigue. You're tired, but you can't sleep. And if you do sleep, when you wake up, you're still tired. Okay, so culture shock and culture stress is not a disease. Maybe. Not exactly. But it can have some strong and sometimes serious effects on you, on your body, your emotions, and your effectiveness in the work that you're supposed to be doing. Listen to these symptoms I found listed for culture shock and culture stress. A feeling of sadness and loneliness. Headaches, pains, allergies, insomnias, difficulty in sleeping, or sleeping too much. Becoming overly concerned about your health. Feelings of anger and depression. The smallest problems suddenly become huge and seem overwhelming. Feelings of insecurity. Becoming obsessed with cleanliness. An overwhelming sense of homesickness. And frequently questioning your decision to come to this place. Sound familiar? Well, you may have one of those symptoms, or more than one, or a combination of some of them. So yes, culture shock and culture stress are real, and so is the fatigue part. Maybe it's the hours and hours of dealing with the local bureaucracy, the paperwork, the long time spent standing in line to accomplish something that seemed like it should be so simple. Maybe it's the concept of time. You made an appointment to meet a certain person, the time was agreed on, the place of the meeting, so you arrived there on time, or even a little early. But the person you were supposed to meet didn't show up. There was no phone call to say he would be late or that he wouldn't be coming, and the next time you meet, well, there's sort of an explanation. He'd forgotten it was a school holiday, so he decided to spend the time with his son. No apology for the fact that you wasted an afternoon waiting for him. It's like the event never happened. Culture stress? Yes. You have this happen often enough, and the stress produces fatigue, and along with it, some of those symptoms I mentioned a few minutes back. Headaches, pain, anger, depression, insomnia. And oh yeah, an overwhelming sense of homesickness. And we all begin to question our decision to come to this place. Culture shock and culture stress can do this to you, and so can the fatigue. So what do you do to cope? What do you do to survive? Well, I've mentioned a few ideas in our previous visits on this subject. Here are some more. Relax. Yeah, right. No, I mean it. Relax. You don't have to be in control of everything that happens around you. You're obviously not in control of the way the clocks work in this place. And yes, some of the locals' ways of telling time and keeping appointments can be frustrating. But recognize that this happens. That's easier to do after the first time you've wasted a few hours. Recognize that the person you're supposed to meet just might not show up today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Be prepared. Have a contingency plan if you like. Have something with you that you can work on in that time. Even if it's just a book you've been meaning to read. Not only will that help to fill the time and use the time constructively, but it will help you to relax a little and reduce some of that stress you've been feeling instead of letting the missed appointments add to your stress levels. Simplify your schedule. Don't plan on doing too many things in a day or an afternoon. Back home, a certain thing may take you an hour to accomplish. Here? Oh, 3 hours or a whole day. So plan on doing less. Plan on appointments maybe being late or missed. If the appointment is on time, great. If the job gets done quickly, wonderful. If you have time left over, say, thank you, Lord. And then maybe go for a long walk and get some exercise. Like other kinds of stress and fatigue, culture stress and culture fatigue can be helped by finding ways to relax. No, not just sleep, that helps, but only partially. Take a break to get your mind off the frustrations. Do something creative, like writing your thoughts and experiences in a journal. Write a humorous account of the things you've seen today. There were some, I know there were, in the middle of those frustrations. If you let yourself think of them, there were some humorous incidents. Write them down. It will help to relax your mind and your emotions. Thank the Lord for the new insights He's giving you into the local culture. And with a little relaxation this afternoon, you just might sleep better tonight and be more refreshed and relaxed and ready to face tomorrow. You probably won't entirely eliminate culture fatigue, but you can help to keep it at a manageable level. By the way, if there's something about this subject of culture shock and culture stress that you feel we've missed, or if you have some questions on the subject from your own perspective, please feel free to write. I'd be real happy to hear from you. Next week, we'll take another look at culture shock, culture stress, and culture fatigue.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.